Good morning, Lee.
And you got details of a local barbecue shelter which has been demolished.
Yeah, so the barbecue shelter down at Sea on Cop is much loved by the wider community. A lot of people enjoying heading down there over weekend for a barbecue or just for someone to rest when doing that lovely drive through the milkshakes down there. A lot of money's been pumped into the area. But one local, Alan Lord, was disappointed to learn that the shelter had been demolished with minimal community consultation last week. We have since found out that the foundation of the structure had become undermined and deemed structurally unsound and had to be pulled down. But Alan is still very upset, and we're working to find out whether or not a shelter will be built on that side of the river again. So hopefully we come through and hopefully they build a new one.
Tell us a little bit about questions on the electric vehicle tax.
So last week, Prime Minister Scott Morrison received plenty of criticism after releasing the new future fuels and vehicle strategy. A lot of the bigger companies and players in that space were hoping there would be a tax incentive to actually purchase an electric vehicle and cut down the emissions with all the climate change jargon going on at the moment. But General Manager Scott Riley says that at the moment it's not feasible to be encouraging the full population of Australia to be driving electric vehicles, as the current average everyday Australian is paying 43.3 cents of fuel excise tax at the bowser. Without that tax, we don't have all of the money we need to keep the roads and stuff across Australia running. And if everyone was driving electric vehicles, that money has to come from somewhere else. So there's still plenty of questions on how to tax electric vehicles, and it's certainly not quite ready to be incentivizing people to buy them just yet. So still plenty to happen in that space before we push towards the electric vehicles.
And on the back pages of the sporting section, you focus on a few Pakistani cricketers involved in the Circular Head Cricket Association.
Yeah, so the Circular Head Cricket Association has been slowly struggling along over the last few years, probably since the two BCL sides were put in, removing a lot of the player base in the A grade, no reserves, no juniors since then, and it's been kind of meandering along. As that player base has dwindled, we've been very fortunate to be able to pick up a massive contingent of Pakistani and Indian cricket players who have recently moved to the region. Pakistan is a cricket-mad nation, and a lot of the people hold cricket near and dear to their hearts, an important part of their culture, and they've been really enjoying getting involved in the local league. Former captain of the Vanderry Devils, which was comprised completely of Pakistani cricketers, says that the culture here is very inclusive and makes him feel like he's playing cricket just home in Pakistan, which is pretty exciting. So good to hear that the Pakistanis are feeling welcome in the local league. And as part of that team, Matthew Sayward smashed 110 runs off just 66 balls in the second round of the Perry's Quarterly Meets 2020 Cup over the weekend. That was pretty impressive, and well done, Matt.
And you can read about those stories in this week's copy of the Circular Head Chronicle. Isaac, have a great day, and we'll talk some more again next Thursday morning, a little after 7.
No worries at all. Thank you very much, Lee.